Well, I painted my apartment again. I've been living in this apartment for years and years, and every time I paint it, it kind of gets me down. I look around and I think, well, it's a little bit smaller now. You know, I realize it's just the thickness of the paint, but I'm aware of it. It just keeps coming in and coming in. Every time I paint it, it's closer and closer. I don't even know where the wall outlets are anymore. I just look for like a lump with two slots in it. Kind of looks like a pig is trying to push his way through from the other side. That's where I plug in. My idea of the perfect living room would be the bridge on the Starship Enterprise. You know what I mean? Big chair, nice screen, remote control. That's why Star Trek really was the ultimate male fantasy, just hurtling through space in your living room watching TV. That's why all the aliens were always dropping in, because Kirk was the only one that had the big screen. They come over Friday nights, Klingon boxing, gotta be there. What did you do?
Moose. I moosed up.
I guess it was just a matter of time.
You know, I should have done this years ago. I mean, I feel like I've had two lives. My pre-moose, and now I begin my post-moose. Tell me the truth. Have you ever seen a better-looking guy?
Look, it's so subjective.
I don't mean to interrupt or anything, but on Sunday, my friend is having a brunch for the New York Marathon.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting to enter that.
She lives right above First Avenue. She says she has a perfect view of the race, and she said I could invite some friends.
Maybe.
No, I'm not going up there. Ese piso te pertenece a ti y no me eches muerto a mí.
Harold and Manny.
Oye, me tuve el amiguito la vieja. Tú lo comías los cheesecakes, los strudels, los cookies, toda esa
boys,
porquería.
Boys!
Tom Cherry. I slid the rent under your door, Harold. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, would you like anything from Miss Hudwalker's apartment?
Tú eres bobo. Esas cosas no son tuyas.
I was only joking. He thinks I'm going to give you Miss Hudwalker's things.
Se las ofreciste.
We have to go up there now and clean the apartment. It's a good thing her rent was overdue. She'd be rotting up there for a month.
She died? Mrs. Hudwalker died?
94 years old. I found her yesterday. She didn't have a wig on. Horrifying.
What's the matter with you? I'm talking.
So, Jerry, you know anybody who needs an apartment?
Are you kidding? You know my friend Elaine?
Oh, yeah, I like her. She always says hello to me.
It's not promised to anyone? Because she'd take it in a second.
Well, Manny wanted it for his brother, but he got deported.
¿Cómo que deported? Eso fue un pequeño misunderstanding con el Departamento de Inmigración.
What's the difference? It's true.
So it's okay? I could just tell her she could have it?
Sure. She's getting a bargain, too. It's only $400 a month.
$400? Tú estás loco. Eso vale mucho más. Eso está regalado.
Okay.
Oye, el dueño te va a matar.
Okay.
Hey, Harold. What do you think?
Manny, look. Kramer put moose in his hair.
Qué moo, ni qué moo. Esto está peor. Mucho más malo.
What was that all about?
Oh, nothing important.
What's going on? What is that look?
What look? Nothing.
Something's going on here.
I don't know if you should sit for this or not. Sitting is good if you faint, but standing is good for jumping up and down. I can't decide.
Jumping up and down? What are you talking about? Come on, cough it up.
Oh, Lane, you know the way I am. Rarely ever thinking of myself. My only concern is the welfare and happiness of those close to me. Sure, it hurts sometimes to give and give and give.
Would you please?
What would you say if I told you that...
Told me what?
I got you an apartment in this building.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You didn't.
I did.
You got me an apartment in the building?
I got you an apartment in the building.
How did you...
Do you remember Mrs. Hudwalker, the 94-year-old woman who lived above me?
No.
She died?
She died?
She died.
She died.
And the rent is only $400 a month.
Get out! $400 a month? Only $400 a month?
$400 a month.
And I'll be right upstairs?
Right upstairs.
Right above you?
Right above me.
Oh!
All the time.
Oh, we
talking is that nobody stops you from saying the wrong thing. I think life would be a lot better if it was like you're always making a movie. You mess up, somebody just walks on the set and stops the whole shot. You know what I mean? Think of the things you wish you could take back. You're out somewhere with people. Gee, you look pregnant. Are you? Todd, that's not going to work at all. Walk out the door, come back in, let's take this whole scene again. People, think about what you're saying.
Yeah. See you later, Donna.
What happened to you?
You can't believe what I just did.
What? What did you do?
I could tell you what I did, but you won't believe it. It's not believable.
What did you do?
How could I have done that?
Done what?
I told Elaine about an apartment opening up in my building. She's going to move in.
Elaine's moving into your building?
Yes. Right above me.
Right above you?
Yeah.
You're going to be neighbors.
I know. Neighbors.
She's right above you?
Right above.
How could you do that?
Because I'm an idiot. You may think you're an idiot, but with all due respect, I'm a much bigger idiot than you.
Don't insult me, my friend. Remember who you're talking to. No one's a bigger idiot than me.
Did you ever ask an ex-girlfriend to move into your building?
Did you ever go to a singles weekend in the Poconos?
She's right in my building. Right above me. Every time I come in the building, I'm going to have to sneak around like a cat burglar.
You're doomed. You're going to have all your sex at women's apartments. It'll be like a permanent road trip. Forget about the home bed advantage.
But I need the home bed advantage.
Of course. We all do.
I need for 2 minutes to sit with me.
I just in there. It's embarrassing.
Oh, who's going to know?
You just saw me walk out.
2 minutes. My censoring system broke down. You know that little guy in your head who watches everything you say, makes sure you don't make a mistake? He went for a cup of coffee. And in that second, ruined my life.
My sensor quit 2 years ago. Checked into a clinic, emotionally exhausted.
Sir, is there any way out of this Elaine thing?
Tough.
You know, the water pressure's terrible in my building, and she loves a good shower.
Never heard of anyone turning down an apartment because of a weak shower spray.
If they were fanatic about showers, they might.
For that rent, she'd take a bath in the toilet tank if she had to.
Look at this woman feeding her baby greasy, disgusting coffee shop corned beef hash. Isn't that child abuse?
I'd like to have a kid. Of course, you have to have a date first. Remember my friend Adam from Detroit?
Yeah, the guy with the flat head.
He's a cube. Anyway, he got married about 6 months ago. He told me ever since he's been wearing a wedding band, women have been coming on to him everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I've heard that about wedding bands.
I wonder if that's really true.
That'd be an interesting sociological experiment. You know, Kramer has his father's band. He'd loan it to you.
Hey, thanks a lot. So, I'll give it back to you in a week.
You know, I don't even know why you're fooling around with this ring. I've been telling you, get yourself some plugs or a piece.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, man. You know you're crazy. You're a good-looking guy. I mean, what do you want to walk around like that for?
No, I'll put a half a can of moose in my head like you.
I told you, I don't like these sponges. They're too small. I want a big sponge.
Como que big ni que big? Tú siempre quieres algo big.
You can't think of anything with these. There's no absorption.
Boys.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. Dile lo que decidimos.
Okay.
Dile lo que decidimos.
Okay. Your friend can't have the apartment, Jerry.
What?
Because somebody offered Manny $5,000 for the apartment. I don't want to do it. Manny wants to do it.
Ah, sin vergüenza. Yo no me la peste a mí.
Because it's true. Why shouldn't I tell him?
Hey, I understand. You're a businessman.
Okay. Me puede decir que si su amiga tiene la plata, que le damos el departamento.
Oh. Now he says that if your friend has $5,000, we'll give it to her.
Well, that's a lot of money, but if that's the way it's got to be, that's the way it's got to be. You know, I used to think that the universe is a random, chaotic sequence of meaningless events. But I see now that there is reason and purpose to all things.
What happened to you?
Religion, my friend, that's what happened to me. Because I have just been informed that it's going to cost Elaine the sum of $5,000 to get the apartment upstairs.
$5,000? She doesn't have $5,000.
Of course she doesn't have $5,000.
So she can't get the apartment.
Can't get it.
So she doesn't move in.
No move. So you see, it's all part of a divine plan.
And how does the baldness fit into that plan?
Elaine? All right. This is going to require some great acting, though. I have to pretend I'm disappointed. So you're going to see me really being a phony now. I hope you can take this. Maybe you should go in the other room.
Are you kidding? I lie every second of the day. My whole life is a sham.
Because you know I love Elaine.
Of course you do.
But you know, not in the building. Really, I feel terrible about this. My intentions were good. What can I do? Tell me.
No, I'll be seeing you. Good morning, good morning. Have you ever gotten up first thing in the morning and felt that it's just great to be alive, that every breath is a gift of sweet light from above? Before I forget, I have the check for the first month, last month's security deposit. I have $75 left in my account.
Well, there's a little bit of a problem.
Oh, I know. There's a weak shower spray. I know. And I've already thought about it. I'm switching to Bab. Winston Churchill said, why stand when you can sit? Maybe I'll get some rubber duckies.
Someone offered Harold and Manny $5,000 for the apartment. I'm sure they'd just as soon give it to you, but you would have to come up with that money.
$5,000? I don't have $5,000.
I know.
How am I going to get $5,000?
I have no idea.
Hey! My new neighbor!
Oh, I'm not moving in.
What?
They want $5,000 now.
So, okay. What's the problem?
I don't have $5,000.
Oh, come on. You can come up with $5,000. Jerry, you don't have $5,000 you can lend her. Come on.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I mean, is that something you want to borrow?
No, that's too much money to borrow.
Loan her the money. You can afford it.
She doesn't want to borrow the money.
Oh, come on. She'll pay you back. What's $5,000 between friends?
Oh, of course I'd pay you back.
Yeah. So, what's the problem?
Who said there's a problem?
Better loan me the money.
Well, now, Jerry, it might take a while for me to pay you back, you know? Maybe a few years. How do you feel about that?
That's okay. He doesn't care.
Well, you know, money can sometimes come between friends.
Get out of here.
Let me think about it.
Well, what's there to think about?
Well, I don't know. $5,000? Let me just take one more look at it.
It was all over. Taken care of. Done. Finished. $5,000. Where is she going to get $5,000? She doesn't have $5,000. Clean. Goodbye. She's gone. Then you come in. Money alone of the $5,000. What do you care? You got $5,000. Give her $5,000.
Well, you didn't want her in the building?
No, I didn't.
Well, then what did you loan her the $5,000 for? Well, look, maybe she won't take it. I mean, she did say that she was going to think about it.
People don't turn down money. It's what separates us from the animals.
Well, I still don't understand what the problem is having her in the building.
Let me explain something to you. You see, you're not normal. You're a great guy. I love you, but you're a pod. I, on the other hand, am a human being. I sometimes feel awkward, uncomfortable, even inhibited in certain situations with the other human being. You wouldn't understand.
Because I'm a pod.
I'll take it.
No.
Hi, Elaine.
Oh, hi, Roxanne.
Thank you.
Nice to be here. These are my friends. This is George. And this is Jerry.
Hi.
Jerry's the one who got me my new apartment.
So you're Elaine's hero.
Yes, it's my life's work.
There are so few true heroes left in this world.
Yeah, my wife couldn't make it today. She's got some thing with her mother. Who knows what's going on with her? Don't let anybody kid you. It's tough.
Well, better load up on some carbos before the race.
Oh, the marathon is great, isn't it?
Oh, yes, particularly if you're not in it.
I wish we had a view of the finish line.
Ah, what's to see? A woman from Norway, a guy from Kenya, and 20,000 losers.
Yeah, my wife started getting on me about the lawn today. It's one thing after another.
Is she here?
No, she's working.
What does she do?
She's an entomologist. Bees, flies, gnats. what about you?
I work for the director of Madison Square Garden. It's great. I can get free tickets to any sporting event in New York. Anyway, she's a very lucky woman. Enjoy the race.
But...
Hi, Stan! Joanne! Oh, Jerry, this is Joanne, and this is Stan. They're in my short story class with Roxanne and me. Hey, Jerry just got me a great apartment in his building.
Oh. Well, Jerry, it'll be nice to have a close friend nearby.
Fantastic. Yeah, she can pop in whenever she wants.
He doesn't even need to knock.
It's really tremendous.
Any time of day.
I'm in heaven.
Rita, come here. This is Jerry. He's the one who got me the apartment.
Oh, hi. Bob, this is the guy who got Elaine her apartment.
I'm sorry. I don't see the big deal about being a matador. I mean, the bull charges, you move the cape. What's so hot?
So, are you really married? Because I've actually heard of single guys who wear wedding bands to attract women.
You would have to be a real loser to try something like that.
That's too bad, because I really have a thing for bald guys with glasses.
You and Roxanne are hitting it off, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't quite say that.
Really? From a distance, you seem to be coming on to her.
Oh, I'm a guy. It always looks like that.
Because I was thinking, are you at all concerned that living in the same building will, you know, cramp our style? Because I was worried that there might be a situation in which one of us came home with somebody could get a little uncomfortable. As long as you're okay with it, it's fine with me.
I've never been able to be with just one person. I can, however, carry on strictly physical relationships which can last for years and years. It's a shame you're married.
I'm not. It's just a sociological experiment.
Please.
You have no idea what an idiot is. Elaine just gave me a chance to get out, and I didn't take it. This is an idiot.
Is that right? I just threw away a lifetime of guilt-free sex and floor seats for every sporting event in Madison Square Garden. So please, a little respect. For I am Costanza, Lord of the Idiots.
You're all winners!
But suddenly, a new contender has emerged.
George, I didn't sleep at all last night. I decided I have to tell her. I'm just going to be honest, that's all. Yes, I'm nervous. Are you listening to me? Just put some soap on your finger. It'll slide right off. Well, then try axle grease. I'll call you back after I talk to her.
Well, it's all
taken care of. Everything's cool.
What? What's cool?
Elaine?
What are you talking about?
I just found a guy who's willing to pay $10,000 for the apartment.
You what?
Get out! $10,000?
Cash! Who would pay that much?
Yeah, he's in the music business.
Elaine would never borrow that much money. Kramer, my God, man. This is beautiful. I think I'm in the clear here. Elaine's not moving in. I don't have to confront her. She has no idea I never wanted her to move in. I'm golden.
Well, occasionally I like to help the humans.
Wow, you're right. That is loud.
It's just unbelievable.
They rehearse all the time?
All the time. I've been up there 6 times. They refuse to stop. I can't live like this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm heading for a breakdown. Can't you do something?
I'm not going up. It stinks up there.
Danny? El tiempo que le tiene miedo a esa gente tiene que ponerse bien macho y decirle que no pueden tocar después de las 11.
I'm not the one who said they could play till 11 o'clock. He makes up his own rules.
Boy, too bad. If I was up there, you'd never hear a peep out of me. I'm as quiet as a mouse.
Hey. Oh. I love the one they do right after this one. I don't know. What do you do when a neighbor is making like a lot of noise at 3 o'clock in the morning? I mean, can you knock on someone's door and tell them to keep it down? If you're really altering your whole self-image, you think, what am I, Fred Mertz now? What's happening to me? Can I do this? Am I a shusher? I used to be a shushy. There's a lot of shushing going on in movie theaters. People are always shushing. Shh, 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 shh. It doesn't work, because nobody knows where a shush is coming from. They just hear, shh. Was that a shush? I think somebody shushed. Some people you can't shush in a movie theater. There's always a certain group of people, isn't it? They're talking and talking. Everyone around them is shushing them and shushing them. They won't shush. They're the unshushables.